This week, 8 houses were demolished here in this neighborhood of Anata, which is called, ironically, the neighborhood of peace. This is 10 minutes from downtown Jerusalem. Up here on the hill, we passed one demolished house. Here's one that was demolished 2 days ago. And this one was 2 days ago.
But how does the common Israeli react to this?
Israelis don't know, and Israelis don't care. Or they'll say, okay, why was this house demolished? Because he's a terrorist. You say, no, no, he's not a terrorist. He didn't have a building permit. So they say, well, okay. So he should be demolished. It's an illegal house. They don't get into all the fine points of why don't they give permits and what is the political agenda behind all this, you know? So that's it. It's over. It's a non-issue. They built illegally. Let them get demolished. This is the house that we rebuilt for the 5th time. So we can go in and meet the family.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is Salim, who is the owner of the house.
So your house has actually been rebuilt 4 times?
4 times.
Have you ever felt like giving up?
No.
Because we are looking to have a home like anybody in the world. I have never been arrested by Israeli government. I have never make a terrorist thing, as they are saying all the time. They are giving the image to the world. They are demolishing the terrorist people houses, and this is not true. So I'm here, and I will stay here until I have a home like anybody in the world. I have 7 kids, and me and my wife. We are 9 people who's living in this house. First time they come and demolish it, you know. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we are eating our lunch, and suddenly I see our home surrounded by soldiers. More than 200 soldiers came to pick us out, me and my kids, out of the house. And when I asked them what they want, they told me, it's not your house now. You have 15 minutes to take your belongings and family out, and we want to demolish it. They start kicking me on my back, on my head, and they arrest me and they put me on the side. My wife, she closed the door, so they start breaking the windows around, throwing inside the tear gas. That day, my wife lost her consciousness that day, and they took her to hospital. And my kids screaming and crying, and I'm arrested on the ground, can't do anything. The bulldozers start demolishing the home, and they left us under the sun without anything.
The demolition of a house is the demolition of a family. The kids are traumatized. I mean, the kids are like walking traumas. And the women suffer because they lose their whole domestic sphere. The men are humiliated because they can't provide and protect their family.
I'm a father myself, and I'm thinking, what is the feeling as a father when these things happen?
You know, when this happened, I feel hopeless. Because, you know, all your savings and all your life, when you put it in a house, and then they come and demolish it in front of your eyes. So my feeling is, you know, that I don't want this life. I don't want it.
It's one of the worst, most tragic, and really the most superfluous elements of the occupation. This isn't land that the Palestinians invaded or something, it's their own land. And not only is this house torn down and they lose their family savings, but they have to pay for the demolition. In other words, the government or the city gives them a bill for the demolition, because the government says, why should we pay for it? They're the criminals. So you get a bill for $1,500 and you're given a fine. Now your fine can be $15,000, $20,000. And, you know, many of these families make $500 a month.
I bought this small piece of land from its owner, and I registered the land in my name. They're like anybody in the world. I applied to get a permit for the house, but I never get it.
The Israeli government simply say, look, this land was all zoned as agricultural land. So Israel says, we're not discriminating. We're simply applying the law. Now, if you look around here, you can see it's very cynical. This has never been agricultural land. Now, if you're in Oslo and you don't know, you haven't been here, and you'd say, yeah, you know, in Oslo, I need a building permit to build a house. It makes sense that this guy does too. And if he built without a permit, well, then his house is demolished. I mean, it makes sense unless you're here. But it's just a game. It's just a facade.
But what is the alternatives for these people? What do the Israelis want them to do?
They want them to leave the country.
And go where?
What do we care? Go to Jordan, go to America, go to Norway, wherever they want to go.
But they can't go to Norway. They can't go to America.
That's not our problem, if I would put it in the words of the Israeli government or the Israeli people.
They don't want us here, but they can't say, okay, get out of here, because all the international community will stand and say, what are you doing there? What they are doing now is demolishing your home, confiscating your land. So it's a very clear message. Get out of here. We don't want you here.
This is what we call the quiet transfer. The quiet transfer. In other words, using administration, zoning, planning, Kafkaesque bureaucracy to force people out.